My Only Refuge, Episode 19. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some of the verses of the Holy Quran, where God speaks of punishment and chastisement, are really scary. Although there are some who, instead of taking a careful look at what they are doing and practicing self-restraint to keep themselves away from God's wrath, insist on continuing their old ways, and even protest to God, saying, "Why are you going to punish us?" In verse 69 of Surah Al-Furqan, God says, "There will be a group in the Day of Judgment whose chastisement will be more severe, and they will remain in hell, disgraced and humiliated." The previous verses state that the reason for this is that they worshipped idols and ascribed partners to God. They killed with no reason. They committed sins and did evil. When you think about it, well, if someone has done these all their life, of course this will happen. Anyone with a past record in this world, when they are nearing their end, when they get old, they will sit and reflect on the consequences of all the things they have done, and they will see that this makes sense. But look how merciful God is. He is saying all this not to humiliate me, but rather to save me. He says, "Look, this is the situation with your life. This is what you have done. This will be the consequence. Except for someone who returns, taba, and puts aside what they were doing, and says, 'Oh God, I want to come back to you,' and then starts living a decent life, a virtuous life. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha." This invitation to come back and to put things right is definitely not something you see amongst humans every day. But wherever you see talk of punishment and chastisement in the Quran, God actually wants to tell us to beware. Come and put right your previous wrongs. Then, in the remainder of verse 70, God takes things to another level. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those are the ones whose evil deeds Allah will change into good deeds. Now let's be honest. This is difficult to fathom. How can this be? Oh God, how kind and merciful you are. Then he says, "For Allah is the compassionate, forgiving." God has always been like this. Inshallah, we will be of those whose evil deeds God turns into good deeds.